right now we turn our minds to matters of history, as we call it, hidden history, with Charles Fay. Charles, good morning to you.
Morning, Mark.
So, William David Murdoch, born 1888 in then Sandhurst, and could tinkle the ivories a bit.
He could indeed, yeah. And the interesting thing is, he didn't come from a musical family. His father worked in one of the engineering works in Bendigo, and he didn't start learning the piano until he was 11.
Wow.
And showed remarkable promise, and in 1903 won a Bendigo Austral Scholarship to study at the Conservatorium of Music at Melbourne University.
It seemed back in the day, and probably even now to a large degree, that people will start off that sort of route and then tend to head overseas to, I guess, particularly London or New York, some of the big hubs in relation to classical music.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I suppose if you're going to make it on the stage, you want to make it on the world stage. So in 1906, he got a scholarship it was called the W.J. Clark Scholarship, which the big family out at Sunbury, and he went to the Royal College of Music in London and had his first recital there in 1910. Mm-hmm. And the following year he started touring, and he toured all over the world. In the 1920s he went to the USA, he toured Australia again in 1929, and when he was in Australia in 1929, he recommended the formation of professional orchestras, which was a great thing.
Ooh, okay.
So he's a big leader in music, really, wasn't he? But I haven't actually heard of him. Was he a big man at the time as far as fame?
Yeah, quite famous. I mean, he was particularly important in developing chamber music in England, for example. So in 1919, he formed a chamber music group, and they were the first to perform Sir Edward Elgar's Piano Quintet in A minor, which is, I was just listening to it yesterday. It's a wonderful piece of work.
Yeah, that old toe tapper. Yeah, I remember that well.
and just to keep you going, Mark, in the same year, he premiered another piece by Elgar, the Violin Sonata in E minor. Again, a wonderful piece of work.
Yeah, I also believe that he was very adept at playing Beethoven backwards, and that was Beethoven decomposing. okay, Steve, over to you, mate.
Oh, yeah, he's a bit prolific in the marriage stakes as well, wasn't he?
His first wife died at a fairly young age, but in his second marriage he was divorced, and he was the he married the co-respondent in that divorce proceeding.
Well, I was going to say before, actually, but Steve stole my line that he's got a bit in common with me. Like, I can't play the piano, but I've had three wives.
But have you written a couple of books, Mark? He was a very good author, apparently. In 1933, he wrote a biography of Brahms, and in 1934, he wrote a biography of Chopin. So, and apparently they were, you know, very well written books. So, quite a distinguished author as well. So.
He certainly goes with the big names there, doesn't he? But he basically lived in England later in his life, didn't he?
He remained in England for the rest of his life because he became a professor at the Royal Academy of Music in 1929. And he remained in that position until he died in 1942. So he died quite young, really.
Yeah.
And he was a bit of a composer himself. Apparently, he made arrangements of the Bach's choral preludes, and he wrote a concerto in D minor for orchestra and piano, based on the Bach Vivaldi transcriptions. So,
right. Yeah. Okay.
All round.
Yeah. Sounds interesting. Fascinating bloke. Another one of those. I love hidden history. You know, people that have come from our area, from our city, and to see what they've done on the world stage, even if unheralded to a large degree by the passing of time, it is really interesting. And Charles, as always, we appreciate your time and look forward to chatting next week.
Okay. See you, Mark.
Good on you, Charles Fay. Hidden history.